ಪಂಚಕಲ್ಪಾತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಶೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಮ್ ಮೆಮೊರಿ ವಿತ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್. ಸಾರಿ, ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಐ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್, I thought the school is already established, you know, it's like, I mean, we have that in the mind, and the school is there, there's some classroom, etc. And I came here, it's like 3 months earlier, at luckily I came here 3 months earlier, because in the beginning, frankly speaking, I can't understand, I think I mentioned too much about that problem. I don't know what he's talking about, because my English is, I mean, even today, I'm not very good. My English is not very good, but that time I just completely, I know how I'm going to study under him. Even Gopi Parandana Prabhu's language also was like very, I mean, like, I just heavy for me. I can't understand. Most of the things he spoke, I just hardly understand. Hardly I can understand this. That was going on for 3 months, and in the beginning it was very interesting things. Went for some time to the market, because it just newly established school, and taking care of some of the things the school required in the school. Like, sometime I go to the market for like 3-4 times. As Arya Siddhanta Prabhu was there those days, and in the beginning, you get something, get some fan, and then get this and that. So that's water is finished and go. Remember that? Every day get water in Bhaktivedanta Ashram.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 14-15 liters every day, carrying the bag sometimes for lunch time. We didn't have a filter. We do have filter, but it's like for month and month it's never fixed. I don't know, some electricity problem or whatever. Every day we used to get water, drinking water, I mean, for the deities, for the lunch time, etc. It was interesting thing. Even though it's like quite austere being here in the beginning, I mean, like, I think after one month I'm here, there was no electricity for how many days was Bharatram Prabhu? 15 days, you know. Yeah. Residenta got, yeah. Let's say, 15 days no electricity, and then after a few days there was no water, as usual. No water. That time was few of us was there, maybe five, six, seven, and there was no water, no electricity for 15 days. And our manager at that time, Arya Siddhanta Prabhu, got boiled all around his body because of heat. And we have to manage in the morning Mangalarati. Manage take bath with 1 liter of water sometimes. There's no water. We don't have idea at that time, which is in the beginning, don't have idea this palm water we can get outside. We don't have that idea yet. It's in the beginning. And the things just gradually go on, and by Krishna's mercy, I was able to tolerate all this austerity sometimes, even though it's difficult. By the grace of Gopi Paranatana Prabhu, also you can. And for myself, it's something which is very special in my life, which I don't know, I would say it will be very difficult to forget it, because among the association of all these Vaishnava devotees here, especially I got my second initiation here at Gopi Paranadana Prabhu's mercy. We have conducted, you know, I think it was the first yajna and the last yajna we have till today. And we hope some later on maybe gradually the student can learn yajna and they can make yajnas every day around, like in Mayapur they did. Anyway, and I also get a chance to serve the deities, and like in the the beginning of the school, as Nityananda Prabhu was also mentioning, Savagya Prabhu, it was really very, pleasing part actually. It's like everybody is like still in the mood of studying, you know, like very enthusiastic, and we just know each other, we're cooperating in so many ways and do things together, and even though staying in different places, we have to get devotees from the, when there is something will be, you know, that sometimes that there won't be class some day, and we have to go out and inform some devotees sometimes. I think that's in the beginning. In the beginning, maybe before the school started, I remember that to inform the devotees that there won't be class today. That was Prabhuji's. In the beginning, we have only Prabhuji's class on Tika. Every day we have only Tika before the school started and get things. And Darwar, when I was really sick, this one very, very important, very special experience I got in Darwar. I was getting typhoid, and after some time got malaria. It was like so heavy. And then at last, last week, and then we have Darwar Harinam. And then here I got the realization of this. What is that sloka? What is verse? Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva saktis. You know, I was completely weak. I told, what is his name? Ram Bhakta Prabhu. Yeah, Prabhu, you just come and you don't do anything, just come, you know, just to make crowd, you know, just be there, being brahmachari, that's all. I don't do anything, you know. I was so sick, I was like, you know, my body is completely black. And when Harinam started, and we have Mukunda Datta Prabhu was leading kirtan, and Matsyavata Prabhu was playing mridanga and some other devotees. Jambay also. It's like, and just joining kirtan after some time, I forgot that I'm sick, you know, because of the devotee. I think this was best Harinam I ever have in my life. It's like huge. We were like 30 devotees, of course, mostly was, or maybe 25, 30, including the local devotees, mostly were Westerners. I mean, mostly white people, and because of the white skin, it attracts so many people. It's like, I still have that picture. It's like more than 500-600 people around just to watch us, and then have kirtan, have pictures. And I can't tolerate, you know, I can't stand, just sit like that. I just take mridanga, and then the next day after that Harinam, I just feel I'm fine. You know, I was getting typhoid after going to the doctor, get medicine, just nothing's improving. But after that Harinam, we just forgetting everything and get cured. After the Harinam, it's like very special mercy of the devotees, of course. And of course, sometimes we among just like I used to say that just like tongue and just like tongue and teeth, sometimes it's happened that we may, you know, like the teeth will bite the tongue sometimes. So similar, we're staying all together from the different backgrounds. Sometimes it's happened like we remember this new school may close or something like that in the last few months. But that was just a flavor of our, you know, that I feel like after the end, I mean, after this things going on, it's just like a spices for the, you know, to live at Govardhan, so that we something we remember, you know, it's living at Govardhan for 3 years, like something special for us, especially for foreigner, non-Indian people thinking of going to Braj Vrindavan for 3 days, we're like, wow, especially for us in Indonesia, for being to come to India is like, you know, it's amazing. It's like very special. It's being in Govardhan under the guidance of Gopi Paranatana Prabhu, which is maybe as I mentioned, it's already during his appearance day, as if we think actually our good fortune to be with him at Govardhan, it's like we can't imagine how fortunate we all of us, and we being taken care by Gopi Paranadana Prabhu here. I was mentioning just only one part of his activity was mentioned to one devotee. One devotee doesn't know who's Gopi Parandana Prabhu is. He's from Indonesia, was mentioned. Actually, he's the one who translating the Brihad Bhagavatam Rita and also the continued to translate. And just to hearing this, you know, that he was like, wow, you're so fortunate. You know, and then I think, yes, I'm thinking that when he explained the whole thing, you know, the devotee tell me, oh, you're so fortunate being with him. And I realize again my good fortune to be here. And one thing that I would like to say, maybe, I don't know if I mentioned it before, it's maybe just a personal thing, but it's actually part of the school, actually, in the beginning. It's connected with Nimai Nithai. I would like to say this today, because I don't know when is the time to tell it. In the beginning, just in that glorification, it's also give me with this accident, it is this. I'm sorry, I feel like. No, I don't know if I will embrace to mention this. But anyway. We used to have this philosophy that the deities, they're alive, but sometimes, you know, sometimes out of their mercy, sometimes we got sometimes reveal themselves in some way. In the beginning, I was just in few weeks after Arya Siddhanta Prabhu left from this, he was the pujari, and then I was taking care of the deities and things were not completely in order. I was not second initiated. It's newly here at Govardhan, trying to get things together, get so many things, and I was not able to put their stuff together, especially their clothes. Maybe some devotees already I told this to, this story I already told to some of the devotees. And then one day, every day I was thinking this is just a statue like this or something, you know, maybe for us, we don't have that. This one day, I want to mention this story because it's connected to the school and my experience here. And one day when I was sleeping at night, suddenly, I don't know, from nowhere, two people came in my dream. This is just a dream, but it's just for a few seconds, and it's like it was shining, and then it was just spoke in such a way, and I'm like, can you not mix my clothes? And then suddenly I woke up, and it says, can you not mix my cloth? Actually, the whole cloth was not in order, especially the cloth, the deity's cloth. Can you not mix the cloth, my clothes? I suddenly woke up, you know. Of course, I'm not sure who are they, but according to this situation, especially the cloth of the deities, and two personalities, and remembering how they come, how they came to Govardhan and the story, and it's like very special. That's when I heard the deities are going to be taken to Russia, it's like, you know, very difficult to. Even though I didn't have a chance to serve them regular, but somehow get some service. So that's one. One experience that I will never forget to get by Gopi Panandra Prabhu's mercy to me. That he led me to serve, even though I am not qualified at all to serve the deities here at Govardhan and associate with him and to associate with all the Vaishnavas here, which is very rare opportunity. I've been in several temples in India and in Indonesia. Never get this opportunity. I've never seen among the devotees. I mean, like Machavatapra was mentioning, like excellent, or like Madhyama level. It's a different, and it's just so many things okay, like, we learn here. Beside I'm talking, beside all this Vyakarana, etc. So we learn so many things here. Get a chance to do parikram, and just not to take so much time. I would like to thanks a lot. Thank you very much for kindly being led me to take part in your pastimes. All Vaishnava devotees, special Gopi Paranadana Prabhu. Thank you very much for your kind. I've been kindly to letting me to stay here for quite for a long time, for 3 years. And of course, in the beginning, I was planning to stay for a few more years to study under him, but somehow things come up in Indonesia. They asked to do something. And I would like, in this particular time, I would like to request the devotees, please kindly bless me so that we can do something like later on in Indonesia. And this will bring a memory for all of us there in the school of Gordon. We'll try to copy in some extent Srimad Bhagavata Vidyapitam over there. So please kind of bless Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Is grace Gopi Paranadana Prabhu ki.
Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanibhyavaishnava namo namaha. I was very much attracted. I think I read the first announcement about the school, which was posted on the PAMHO. I liked it very much, but I was thinking it's about Sanskrit. It's not for me. I don't know any Sanskrit. So it was a talk about natural scholarship against the academic scholarship. It really attracted my attention, but somehow I was thinking it's too much for me.
It's got a lid on there.
So, anyway, so. But later on, my Guru Maharaj spoke about, mentioned the school, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I could join. Then I asked him, and he said, and I applied, and I was accepted along with Jagrat Mishra Prabhu. So I was all excited about it, and I came here. Then I just learned a little bit of Devanagari, very slowly. I could write and read, and I remember immediately that I came, I think, a month before the official start, and there was. Just mentioned already those Tika classes, and I was thinking, I participated also. That's funny because there are a few devotees who knew Sanskrit already, like Matsya Prabhu, Durmada Prabhu. They could really analyze the Tikas, but I remember Gopi Pramana Prabhu gave me one word. Like, can you read? So it's a Dharma. Okay, all right. So that was my participation. I really remember and I appreciate now more than at the time how Gopi Pramana Prabhu was patient. You know, I came with no knowledge whatsoever. Like I could read something, but he was treating us like, you know, students today. So is it a noun, is it a verb, or is it an avyaya? So that was a standard question, I remember, and I couldn't answer many times. Many of us were just like, okay, if it's not a verb or an avyaya, so it's a noun, okay, right. got it. With gender, yeah, it's important, with gender. Yeah, and then like, because I was used to like words like Krishna, everything ended with A or Radha. That was my frame of reference at the time. So I was confused with something like Dharma came and it ends with Na. And I was like, okay, we'll study later. Okay. So like that. I came with a romantic perception, what would Sanskrit learning be? But then I quickly understood it's a hard work. And that month before the official start, I started studying an Antoine book, and Durmada Prabhu was correcting my exercises. And, so I was very much enthusiastic. Like Nityananda Prabhu said, we are all very enthusiastic when we came. And Jagannath Mishra already knew something more than I did. I think I have to catch up. He did, I don't know, up to lesson 15 in Antoine. I just did up to 8 because I got sick very soon after I came here. Stopped me a little bit. And that was I think first year was a lot of diseases and catching up, and it was a strain. I've been in India before already for some years, but it's very different in Govardhan. It's unlike the rest of India. It's tougher in many ways. So anyway, we went through all of that, and we're really into studying in the Matsya Prabhu, whatever he told us. We did 5-6 sutras, no problem. We were just drilling it. That South Indian tour was really enlivening, and that I remember really that competition somehow. We were resisting to preach, but that Rambhakta Prabhu was pushing us to preach, and we couldn't really resist. And some of the devotees were escaping, like from the programs to study. I remember, I think we had the Harinam, and the next day there was an exam, or just one day, something like that. The main thing I am really grateful for, that I could stay here is all the hardships, whatever we went through, or diseases, or no water, no electricity, whatever, etc. But we were able to get the association of Gopi Pranana Prabhu, and it really pays off. You just come here, listen to the Bhagavatam class, and I just feel, I'm so happy I'm here. I feel that really the course we went through, the name is Bhagavat Shastri. But I don't feel like Bhagavad Shastri, but what I feel is really that we got the taste, something of it, what Gopi Pramana Prabhu has for the Bhagavatam. Like Bhagavad Pravesh, which is the name of our Mayapur school, but I think that's, I feel like that. I'm really interested. Wow, what's there in the Bhagavatam? You know, it's so relevant to the society, to us, and that's, I think, is the. I'm really grateful for that. I'm kind of ready to study the Bhagavatam now. I feel like that. I'm very grateful to the wonderful association I got here. Not only from Gopi Pranana Prabhu, from all of my colleagues here. It's really so many different devotees here, for so many different countries. It's so many different cultural backgrounds, but we could cooperate together well. And we really associate on a spiritual level. It is a Brahminical community here, and I really feel enriched by all of you here, by your attitudes in devotional service. I learned a lot. I gained so much, and all the hardships are really like outweighed by all I gained here. So I would go again through all of this. So I'm leaving from here, but as Prabhupada says, leaving to join in Mayapur, so it's not really living. And I have a I really feel I gained a lot here. I was really lucky that I could join here. My temple president, who was sending me, he told me that when he was he accompanied me to the train station, and said, "You don't know how lucky you are. You will study under Gopi Paramananda Prabhu. He is the authority for the Bhagavatam." And I understood intellectually, but I didn't really fully understood what does it mean, and now I understand. So thank you very much, all of you, especially Gopi Paramananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
I also want to share the same sentiment that Kishore Prabhu spoke of, how the hardships we went through, but what we have gained, especially as far as getting fascinated about the Bhagavatam, outweighs all the hardships. And the association of devotees that I got here, all that together outweighs all the hardships that I went through, as far as my health is concerned and everything else. And my sincere apologies to all the devotees for all the shortcomings that I caused. And this school, although I couldn't do really much for the school, and I couldn't give anything substantial for the school. So, but the school has given me a lot. Just because we are completing this course, we all get an identity that we are associated with the Bhagavatam and Sanskrit, and just that expectation from the society, from us, will bring some output from us, hopefully. So. I hope to serve in some way in the future. Hare Krishna.
You were letting Mara run away for 1 year, expecting that.
Thank you. Thank you so much to all the devotees who share their experience they obtained in this 3 years. Very nice, wonderful experience. I also like to, first of all, to give thank you for Prabhuji for giving me opportunity to stay here for 3 years. I remember before coming here, I saw a dream one night that I like to study in Holy Dham, Vrindavan, somewhere else, at least for 3 years like that. Then according to that dream was fulfilled by Prabhuji's mercy and some other devotees like Mastyavatar Prabhu, Dramada Prabhu. They took so much difficulties, hardship to complete this course. I remember that Prabhuji not only was coming to his class, but also how to do sadhana, especially morning program and others. He was taking care of all those things. So it's a character of a good teacher, how he's taking care of all of his students. Especially I've seen when Master Prabhu was giving class in that school, Prabhuji will be sitting on the window, he'll be watching how the devotees are doing performance. Many times I have seen. So how he was taking care of us, and Master Prabhu also was teaching very nicely Sanskrit grammar, Harinamrita, which will always be memorable in my whole life. I'll be always remembering all these things. And this Dharwad that I remember, what is the name of that devotee? Ramadatta Prabhu? Ramadatta Prabhu. And that Kishore Prabhu mentioned, the next we had exam, but before that we had Harinam Sankirtan. So I closed the door from inside, then I was thinking that I'll never open also. But he came and he was knocking the door. Then I was thinking somebody else must be then. Then he came, then he told me that, Prabhuji, please come. The Lord Chaitanya will be giving mercy. So please come. Then it was very difficult for me to stay. Then I went there, then we are all searching to Nityananda Prabhu, where Nityananda Prabhu is. Then we went there with bus. Then he was not there, he went somewhere.
First time they found me behind the door. I felt so like a small mischievous boy, like made some rascal. But I was like, the door was open, but I was defiant standing. And now Ram Bhakta with my persona there.
Yeah.
And they were talking, and one of them, what that was like. So the last time I escaped, or ran away in some fields,
yeah.
My sutras.
Really, very nice, wonderful experience. I remember one time Gopi Prabhu told me to he gave me chance to translate one sentence in his Tika class. But I was new at that time, so I thought, no, it's not possible for me. Then he knew my situation, then he told me, okay, one word, you study at least one word, you translate only one word. Then I studied, because I knew how to study Sanskrit, but I studied, but I could not translate. So Prabhuji was always teaching, so somehow or other, like, a fire has the tendency to always give the heat to others. So, but iron, when he comes to contact with the fire, then he also, although not giving the heats to others at par like the fire, but he somehow or other, he gives at least some heats to others. So somehow or other, I come contact with Gopi Pranandana Prabhu and all the devotees, very nice devotees who are staying, and gave me so much experience. I'll be trying in future to share all those experience with others. And also, I like to give thanks to His Grace Bharatram Prabhu. First of all, Gopi Prabhu sent me to stay with him. So I stayed with him. He was encouraging me and giving inspiration to study. He taught me Harinamrita Vyakaran, at least this Sandhi section, and some other part of Nam Prakaran. He was encouraging me, he was teaching me even during night. Thank you so much for giving me, and especially Damodara Gopal Prabhu. He's very interested to push from behind to perform, you know, sadhana like this, coming always, why you are not attending class like this. Thank you so much for taking care of us. So like this, these 3 years just passed, like 3 days. So thank you so much, everybody. It's quite difficult to explain everything. Are you all? Thank you.
Okay, now we are going to take the liberty, although we're not authorized to do this by any government in the world. Nobody has authorized us, but we're going to award the Bhagavad Shastri degree, which indicates that you're expert in the Sanskrit language and can explain Srimad Bhagavatam perfectly. I think the devotees will give us their blessings for this, taking this liberty. And the devotees in ISKCON will expect of you that you actually are a reliable authority that they can go to for their answers. I'll read the certificate. This is one of them. Srimad Bhagavad Vidyapitam. This is to certify that Matsya Avatar Das has successfully completed the Bhagavad Shastri program of the Srimad Bhagavad Vidyapitam and has become competent in Sanskrit grammar and in reading the commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. This diploma has been awarded on the 12th of September 2008, the sacred appearance day of Sri Jiva Goswami in Sridham Govardhan. Is that okay? Yeah. So, this is the fruit of your labors, a piece of paper, laminated. It was some plastic, though. So please, Matsyavatar Prabhu, can I offer you your diploma? Congratulations. Jai! Hariwa. And Nityananda Prabhu, we have one for you. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Damodar Gopal Prabhu. Congratulations. Damodar Gopal Prabhu ki jai. And Sarvagya Prabhu. Sarvagya Prabhu ki jai. Paladnanda Prabhu. Hari Paul. Sri Paladnanda ki jai. Kishore Prabhu. Kishore Prabhu ki jai. Sri Bhagat Ram Prabhu ki jai. And Bhagirathi. Sri Bhagirathi Prabhu ki jai. Madan Mohan Prabhu is already out of the country. I'll give it to him and I'll see him in 2 days. Out of my negligence, I didn't make up certificates for Dharmada Prabhu and Govinda Kun. We're going to make special certificates for them for their contributions. Did I forget anybody? Okay. Thank you all very much. Congratulations. If you don't feel completely ready to be a total expert, then you can come back for more. This is our undergraduate course. We intend to also train up devotees on a higher level to assume the responsibilities of editors and translators to the BBT. So you're all welcome to go out there and save the world and come back. You can join us again after you do some preaching. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.